Good morning, a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok, a day before the 4th of July holiday. The President of the United States, Donald Trump, is claiming that the military is thrilled to participate in his July 4th celebration. Alan, many former military leaders do not like what the President is trying to do, and I see now that MSNBC will not air Trump's celebration live.
That's interesting, because one wonders whether or not the press has to go along with everything that Trump's doing. In this case, MSNBC has some guts. It's not an easy thing to arrive at, because they will come in for tremendous criticism. It is interesting that NBC was one of the groups that was able to get pictures of the sort of pathetic tanks that will be left on the sideline to prove that Trump, a man who did not serve in the military, was counting on having to bolster his militarism. But they had people like Panetta and other people on the air who said, hey, we never did it because the United States is the greatest of the countries that have military might, and we don't have to do that. I think Trump is playing a card here, which is to, again, go to the base and say, I'm for all the military things we can do in this country. There is a big issue, David, as to how this is being done. It's on the Mall, and they're giving out tickets to Republican folks who get special treatment. This seems to be angering people who think that July 4th shouldn't be that. And as for the military, we keep hearing reports of the military not wanting to be put into a position where they are supporting a political candidate. And you can expect to see a certain amount of quiet as all of this is coming down. So that, you know, he may be getting his way. He may be saying to his base, look, this is what America is all about. But it's kind of scary because, as we all know, when you start talking about the way in which strongmen position themselves in any country, that can be very scary for a country that has tried to keep its politics and its military separate. It is something that will be regarded by many as a bad omen.
On top of all that, the Park Service has diverted $2.5 million for this extravaganza.
Well, look, we spend money like it's water. We know that. We spend money badly again and again and again. They're putting up the money that they have to. That's why the president gives the orders and the others take it. But as long as people are told, this is what we're spending money on, okay, they'll have to make up their own minds as to whether or not this is the right thing.
The citizenship question will not be on the 2020 census form, as the United States has dropped the fight, Alan.
We know this. The president comes out, he says, look, why can't we ask a simple question? Are you a citizen or not? We know why you can't ask that question, because when you do, you deter people from answering the door or posting their census data or responding the way that they ought to. The purpose of the census is just one thing, and that is to find out how many people in this country are here. Not whether they're citizens or not, because the way we allocate our House of Representatives, the way that we allocate resources in this country is based on the census. The Republicans obviously want to make sure that the people who are most unlikely to want to answer and most likely to be Democrats are not heard from. It's that simple. And that's what this has been about from the very beginning. Now, I think what's interesting, David, is the Supreme Court of the United States. They have made some decisions lately that have not pleased the Democrats. This gave them, and I think I said this to you the other day in predicting this, this gave them the opportunity to say, we're going to be seen as being fair. I think that may be part of it, to be honest with you.
Well, it's official. House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Richard Neal, of course, a Democratic congressman from Massachusetts, has filed a lawsuit in U.S. District Court to compel the release of President Trump's tax returns.
Well, that's right. Nancy Pelosi, her team, Richie Neal is definitely on that team, and others have got to show that they are really going to hold Trump's feet to the fire. That's what's happening here. They are doing what they have to do to make it clear to the American people that this is not a good thing. You know, there are a lot of people who think we have to be moving towards impeachment. I believe that when you sue a sitting president of the United States, even if it takes a while to go through the courts, you are basically signaling that something is not right here. I think that's what's happening. I think Neal is right to do it, but you got to keep moving, because what we see with this president is getting totally out of hand.
We spoke yesterday about the blow-up at the border after, among others, Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez visited two facilities and was not happy with what she found. We see now a government watchdog report that's out on the New York Times this morning, Alan. Squalid conditions, overcrowded, more widespread at migrant centers along the southern border than initially revealed. The disturbing findings include standing room only cells, children without showers and hot meals, and detainees clamoring desperately for release.
David, the Times reporting, of course, is splendid, very important. But this time, it's really about visuals. It's about the television. It's about seeing these people. Because it's one thing to read about, you know, there's not enough room. It's another to see that there is not enough room. People are on top of each other. They're lying on cement. They don't have any kind of traditional hygiene facilities. This is really awful. And I think Americans understand. You may not like the idea that there are too many people trying to get into the United States. I'm not one of them, but you may not. But let me put it this way. Once you see what's happening, there's got to be a sense, this is not the way we operate in this country. This is not what we do.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, with us. Everyone have a great 4th of July Independence Day. Looks like it's going to be a hot one, but a nice one. And we'll be right back here on Friday.
We will, David. We get up early in the morning and we try to do our jobs.